charitable organizations, churches, and community groups don't have to pay taxes. In exchange for that benefit, they're supposed to stay out of politics. Now the IRS says that in reviewing records from 2004, a lot of these nonprofits improperly did try to influence elections. That could result in trouble for these groups. But should it? Some advocates say nonprofit groups should be able to endorse candidates and influence all the legislation they want. Here's a report from NPR's Mike Pesca.
2 years ago, during the Democratic primaries, a church near Memphis, Tennessee, welcomed Wesley Clark to address the congregation. Pastor Lasimba Gray framed the candidate's appearance with these words.
General Clark is here with us now, and they're trying to get the Democrats not to talk about the war. Don't mention the war. No, don't do that to the president. We need to know how we can get into a war based upon some voodoo intelligence.
Political speech like that happens in houses of worship all throughout the country. But Gray was careful not to offer an endorsement of General Clark or an admonishment to vote against President Bush. That would have been a violation of tax law, says Mark Everson, commissioner of the IRS.
You have a right to free speech. You have a right, obviously, to religious liberty. We're all familiar with that. But you don't have a right to a tax exemption.
The majority of the complaints that the IRS received this year were found to have merit, and punishments are being meted out. These include reprimands, fines, and in three cases, recommendations that nonprofit status be revoked.
This is not about politics. This is about freedom of speech.
U.S. Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina has introduced legislation that would allow clergy to endorse candidates from the pulpit.
If that's what that preacher thinks that he should say, that he believes that John Smith, who's running for office, would be a man who will protect the unborn, or if he believes that John Smith would be a candidate that would protect the woman's right to choice, he should be able to say it. Why shouldn't, if he feels or she feels as a minister that they're called upon to say these things, that they should be able to do so?
The better question, says University of Miami law professor Francis Hill, is why should the rest of us subsidize anyone's political agenda, even a minister, priest, or rabbis? Hill reminds us exactly who has the tax-free status here.
Churches are not endorsing. Churches are not participating or intervening. Ministers are. And that is a very different proposition, because the First Amendment right to associate is a right of the people in the organization to control their organization.
Hill notes that all nonprofits are considered the same under the law. A church is indistinguishable from a soup kitchen, is indistinguishable from an educational organization. That's true even if the subject of the education is something like why handguns should be illegal or why abortion shouldn't. Of the nonprofits investigated by the IRS, only 40% were churches. But we don't know if that's a function of who actually committed violations, or just a function of who made complaints, in IRS parlance, a referral. Professor Francis Hill.
I think we need to know much more about the sources of the referrals.
And just like the IRS can't disclose if an individual is being audited, they can't name the groups that were investigated or found to have been in violation. And while the IRS itself can initiate an investigation, Mark Everson declined to say if this had in fact taken place. There is another huge issue here, beyond regulating if ministers endorse from the pulpit, not allowed, or the sidewalk, allowed. Mark Everson says if the IRS doesn't play policeman, nonprofits can be exploited to undermine all federal election law.
We need to retain the integrity of charities. They need to operate for the public good. If we don't maintain this standard, inevitably you will find political campaigns and races masquerading as charities and churches.
If that happens, it means a country founded on the principle of no taxation without representation will move to an entirely different political model, representation without taxation. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.